The first reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 3. While the lame man who was now healed clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God of our fathers glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. In his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and I know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time of restoring all things, about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself and is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness as he is righteous." This is the word of the Lord.
The Gospel is according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. "As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace to you.' And they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, 'Have you anything to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, 'These are my words that I have spoken to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.' Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, 'Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the gospel lesson. Jesus appears in the room where the disciples were hiding out and greets them with the words, "Peace be with you." And immediately they thought they saw a ghost. I mean, I guess I would too if I had the doors locked and all of a sudden somebody appeared in the room. That are wondering, did you guys really lock the door? But they think it's a ghost. So Jesus shows them his hands and his feet. And our gospel lesson says, because of their joy and amazement, they were having troubles believing. Jesus said, "Do you have anything here to eat?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Just further proof that he wasn't a ghost, because a ghost can't eat. Don't you remember seeing Casper, the friendly ghost? When he would try to eat, it would run right through him. See what you can learn from cartoons? The Bible makes more sense sometimes. That was bad. Anyway, he opened up their minds to understand the scriptures. And this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high. Remember years ago, reality shows were all the rage? I think that's kind of died out. But one that I always found humorous was the old show Survivor. If you don't remember what it was about or just never cared enough back in the day, it was one of the first shows that really made it big when it came to reality TV. The selling point was that these were real people and not actors. And they said this, there was not a script that they had to follow. Me being a constant cynic, believe there always was a script, because otherwise it just went together too perfectly. And you also, as an audience, never knew who was going to come out as a survivor. But there really wasn't that much reality. I mean, how oftentimes you take 10 or 12 strangers, put them on a deserted island or out in the middle of a desert somewhere, and have them compete against each other, betray each other, and then finally whittle it down to one person. Unlike TV, God's word assures us on what is real in life. The text for today shows us the real Jesus, who gives us real confidence. Jesus is what reality is all about. That's the theme for this morning. The real Jesus gives us real confidence. He gives us confidence, first, that his resurrection is real. Second, his promises are real. And third, his forgiveness is real. The resurrection is real. The real Jesus wanted to give his disciples real confidence that he really had risen from the dead. The women first had seen his death on the cross. He bled and died and was laid in a tomb. Reality tells us that death is real. But the question they had on their minds is, how could he be alive again? The thought was, their thinking was challenged when the women, Peter and John, saw the empty tomb, or when the two disciples who had been on the road to Emmaus had seen the risen Christ, and they immediately fled back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples that Jesus had risen from the dead. Proof after proof was given that he had truly risen from the dead. He was not a ghost or a figment of anyone's imagination. And he says in his own voice, "Peace be with you." And he invites them to look at his hands and his feet. It's the real Jesus, the Jesus they had seen crucified and laid in the tomb. It was the same Jesus who had the nail marks in his hands and his feet, and if he was a ghost, they wouldn't be able to touch him. He even ate some food in front of them so they could see that he had bodily risen from the dead. His resurrection is real. Not only does Jesus give real confidence to his disciples, he gives us real confidence as well. Sometimes we like to think that real life is getting the most out of life itself. What thrills me for the moment, what makes me feel good, that reality is only a phantom only. It leaves us thirsting for more. It's not real life. Don't build your confidence on just what makes you happy. Instead, focus on the risen Christ, the foundation of true confidence. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, we would be trapped in our sins. The real Jesus gives us confidence that his resurrection is real, that he truly bodily did rise from the dead. And I stress that because there was heresies in the early church and heresies that still continue to this day in some religious bodies, that Jesus did not physically rise from the dead. He only did it in spirit only. So that heresy is still alive. That's why I stress he bodily was resurrected from the dead. Jesus makes a connection between what he said and what he did. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law, the prophets, and the Psalms." Everything in the Old Testament had to be fulfilled. And it happened exactly as God planned it. Our gospel lesson says that Jesus opened their minds to the Scriptures. God's promise of a Messiah went all the way back to Adam and Eve when he said that Eve's seed would crush Satan's head. The promise was continued with Abraham that his son and his descendants would be a blessing to all the nations. It was a picture at the original Passover and the sacrifices that God commanded at Mount Sinai. It was a promise to King David that his son would reign on the throne forever. It was a promise spoken by the prophets, like Isaiah, who spoke of the suffering servant, the suffering Savior, and also his glory. Because his promises have been fulfilled, we have confidence that his promises are real. When sadness and pain seem so real to you, remember Jesus rose to be with you. We focus on pain or loss, but we lose sight sometimes of reality. We think we're abandoned, which is not true, because he says, "Lo, I am with you always." His promises are still real to us today. We just have to mine out the precious gems of his promises, such as Hebrews 13:5. "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Or in Romans 8:28, "In all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Then finally, Matthew 28:20, "Surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." His promises last much longer than our pain or grief. And last, his forgiveness is real. The greatest promise that Christ made to any of us is that forgiveness is real. The purpose of the resurrection itself was to proclaim full forgiveness of sins. Luke 24:47 says that the Christ would die and rise, but also that, quote, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations." The Holy Spirit came and gave power to the disciples to proclaim the gospel wherever they went. Forgiveness of sins is not, by the way, declaring that sins aren't so bad. We can just overlook the little minor things that we do. Or I got to choose for myself what is right and wrong. By the way, that expression makes me want to duct tape my head together so when it explodes I can keep all the pieces. I got to decide what's right and wrong for myself. If you actually follow that thinking out, when your two-year-old or three-year-old goes to put their hand on a hot stove, you let them do it so they can learn from themselves whether that was a right or wrong thing to be doing. That's why I need the duct tape. Real forgiveness is bought with Christ's death on the cross. Real forgiveness brings us a real Savior, not a buddy. Christ is not our buddy, our pal. He is our Lord and Savior, a real Savior who died for us and really rose from the dead. Real forgiveness brings about a real change in us so that we no longer ask, what do I want? But we ask, what does Jesus want me to do? Real forgiveness is for you because Jesus says, peace be with you. When we receive communion next week, or any time we have received communion, we have received the forgiveness of sins. We have peace with Christ because he shed his blood for us and gave his body for us on the cross. The real Jesus gives us real confidence. So many things claim to be reality, but it's just like sifting sand. When our confidence is built on him, then no matter what storms of life we go through, Jesus will never fail you or I. Through faith, you will overcome, and he will raise you up on the last day to be with him forever. For Jesus is the risen Jesus, the real Jesus. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.